I believe this is a really important part of democracy, that you have the opportunity to hear directly from us, the candidates, but more importantly, that you are able to come here with questions from your community that matter to you and hear our answers. So for those of you who haven't met me before, my name is Willow Jean Prime and I am the Labor candidate for Northland. I was educated locally at Bay of Islands College. I then went on to Waikato University to study a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Laws. Qualifying, I then went to Wellington with my husband, and there I practiced as a barrister and solicitor for a number of years before returning back home here to Northland to work amongst our communities in a number of roles as a lawyer, as a consultant, and more recently as a final district councillor. In 2013, I was elected to the council, and that is a role that I am very privileged to have and proud to represent our communities, but we deserve better. And you're going to receive the draft long-term plan, and you're going to see in that plan the long list of wants of needs and a short list of wants and just how much that's going to cost us. I put my hand up last year in the general election, and I'm the only candidate standing here tonight who wanted to represent Northland last year. And I put my hand up again in this by-election because I truly want to represent Northland. I believe we deserve better. We need stronger representation in Wellington. Our region needs support. We simply cannot afford all of the core infrastructure that we need here in Northland. And this is one of the things that I am campaigning on. We have a small ratepayer base with the lowest average incomes in the country, and without central government investment, we are struggling as a region to provide that infrastructure for our communities, but also to attract the right type of development to help our region grow.
Polled your top candidate for a number of years, right over the far north. I know the north, I know the issues. I actually believe I'm the best candidate, but I may not be the most tactical selection. Because if you want to really make a change, you may have to vote for someone who can really deliver it. So, I'm just going to go through issues and solutions. We know what our problems are. I know it challenges other candidates to actually list the issues, provide the solutions, and get some policies. They're not doing it. We don't want to hear how great we are. Okay, first of all, we're about to embrace a program called Tough Love. Tough Love. We've got a community that has actually been frustrated, and now you're empowered. And I want you to actually use that power properly this time. You need to use it for all of rural and provincial New Zealand. We've actually been having a tough time. We've had a sort of apartheid develop. And it's not on a race basis, it's on where we live basis. We've got a metro and rural provincial apartheid structure where we're missing out and we're paying. And our roads bear testimony to that. You drive up them and they're a collapse. You go south of Whangarei, through the south, you get better. And this is a structural thing. This is a structural thing. We used to have proper allocation procedures for roading called the Transit Project Evaluation Manual. Now we've got a seance system. Stephen Joyce grabs the glass, swings it around, and she usually heads into Auckland. The state highways have got to be reclassified. They've classified them recently, so State Highway north of Whangarei is only regionally strategic. It's got to be nationally strategic, and then the debate will be what's the best over the whole network. So it should be that categorisation should go straight through to Kaitaia. Well, thank you very much. I'll have a split second talk here very quickly. Focus New Zealand has hired 4-page ads in the paper. We're going to do a scorecard on all the parties. We're going to rank them on the issues, not how smiley they are, and we're going to show you and indicate to you the best options for focusing on the future. Thank you.
My fellow candidates, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the chance to talk to you on a very critical matter this evening. You're going to cast a vote on the 28th of March that will either change the destiny of this part of the country and you and your children's futures and your grandchildren's futures, or you are not. It's that clean. This is a vote of a lifetime. All the indicators, economically and socially, that should be up here are down. And all the ones that are down should be up. In fact, the whole thing's upside down. Bad roads, single lane bridges, low decile schools, a export province that should be at the top and is in delivery, yet has people's incomes at the bottom. This is a watershed election for the North, and it's a chance of a lifetime, and I'm asking you to take it. In the space of 2 weeks, we've turned this campaign upside down. It was never the case when they listened to you. In fact, for 40 years, you've been marginalised, Cinderella-ised, forgotten and lost. So much so that the leading economist for the ANZ Bank called you zombie towns. Now, frankly, I think that's outrageous. Somebody on $5,500 every 3 days calls you that? Someone whose banks and their fellow banks make $4.5 billion a year out of you, which gets repatriated to Australia because of stupid economic policies, calls you that? The question is, have you had enough? You gonna take any more or what? I'm asking you to understand that in the space of 2 weeks, we've seen all of a sudden the skies darkening out of Wellington, cabinet ministers falling over themselves, backbenchers all here, flat tack, to tell you they love you. Well, that's good.
We love you, Woody.
Well, that's good, isn't it? The point is, what is the record of commitment that they should have made for so long to the part of the country, the electorate, closest to any defence interest, any communication interest, and any trade interest? We haven't even got a railway to the port. It's all going to Auckland. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not asking you for 77 years of loyalty, or even 7 years, or dare I say even three. I'm asking you to give me 2.5 years, and if I can't deliver a whole lot more than you've got now, then throw me out. Penny Wire Roads, I was there, no one else was. Magnify, scandalous breakout, bust up, corruption, I was there, even at the court as well, no one else was. But here's my point, you can change. Your destiny is entirely in your hands. Don't blow this chance. Send a message so they'll never forget you again. Thank you.
I'm Ngāpuhi. My apu is Te Pōpoto in Utukara. I live in Kerikeri with my wife Rachel. In 2013, I was part of a research group that carried out probably the most famous study of recent years about global warming. Our research found that of scientific papers which expressed an opinion about global warming, 97.1% of those scientific papers identified human activity as the dominant cause. Now, this paper became pretty famous around other parts of the world. Planet, an acidifying ocean, we have New Zealand politicians not only paying lip service to the science, but in the case of National and Labor, actually planning to make things worse by seeking to exploit any possible deep sea oil deposits off the Northern Coast. This is, if we find any oil and we burn it, that will only add to the burden of planet warming and ocean acidifying carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Kia ora tātou. Just like to say I'm very comfortable, very excited to be here. What a massive audience. This is going to be great fun for me. I'll try my best to connect and tell you why I'm just a great person. I'm here to represent the mana movement, and I was told by the executive over a meeting when I was first given this option, they asked me to come here and do this role and take this opportunity to participate in this historic moment. This is going to be a historic moment for Northland. Trust me, we're going to love it. Our young people are going to love it, and I look forward to the future that you're going to make for Northland. Northland movement said to me, said, go to those people in Kerikeri and you tell them that whatever Ruben says, you can believe him. If you ask me any question tonight, I'll give you a yes and a no answer. No muck around. I'm not going to give you any political jive. I'm going to tell you yes or no whether or not the Mana Movement can do it. I've never worked for the council or the government or anybody like that in my life. I've never worked for the government. I've only ever been on the dole for 4 months. I went from a guy who worked 16 hours a day to follow his waking up at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I went into the local wins. I went to see Mike Bergel and his ex-All Black played flanker back in the 80s. He told Mike, he was my case manager. I said, Mike, I'm coming off the dole. He says, beauty, you got a job. I said, nah, I haven't. He says, well, what are you going to do then? I said, I'm going to make me a garden, going to make me some food, go down the beach, get me a feed of tutus, buy a bag of flour, and I'm going to feed myself. And I started from that, and now myself and my wife down here from Ngāti Hine, I'm from Whangaroa and from Aipara, by the way. We do a lot of work now. We're housing providers. We run a trust that helps Māori people on Māori land create their own sustainable alternative ideas and solutions. We're not about asking the government or the council for any help, even though we appreciate that the council and the CEO and all of the head managers have been out to our property in Aipara to see our solutions. So we do discuss and we do communicate with them, but I believe that the majority of our solutions for our community in Northland will come from within Northland. It won't come from out of Wellington. It never has in 40 years, and I don't think it will even if we change the MP.
Is that working? Lucky last. Marty, Madam Chair, fellow candidates, Pat and Doug Turner, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Osborne. Look, it's a real honour and privilege to be here today. Kerikeri has been my home for many years, or was my home for many years, and it's very good to be here tonight in the Turner Centre, where I played a small role in actually putting the roof, getting the funds to put the roof on this building. I've lost a lot of blood, sweat and tears across the road here on the fields of Kerikeri, not many years after you finished playing, I think, Marty, but it certainly wasn't in your league. So, look, Kerikeri is very, very important to me, as is the Far North and as is Northland. I now live in Taipa, in the Far North, with my wife, and I was very lucky 17 years ago to meet her here in Kerikeri. We met up with what is now the Culinary Institute of New Zealand, and were married down the end of Riverview Road around the pool. We had our reception back at the Culinary Institute of New Zealand, and then spent our wedding night under a mandarin tree. So I love this area, and hopefully it loves me. Look, why I'm here today is a number of reasons, not least the fact that we now have two beautiful children. Kira is 10 and Brianna is 6, and they attend school in Maunganui. Many people say to me, gee whiz, you're jumping into this, it's pretty tough. Tough on your kids, tough on your family. Well, actually not, that's exactly why I'm here today. I want my kids to have an education as good as anywhere else in the country. I want my kids and our kids to come out of that education into jobs here in Northland, so that they can have jobs and careers here and build strong communities and strong families in Northland. I accept there are many challenges here in the North. Our roading network is not as good as it needs to be. The investment needs to increase. And in government, I can make a change. I can be part of an active national government that delivers for Northland. As you can see, I'm not a small guy. I'm not going to fade away into the background. And I think it's quite rich that people are claiming some of the announcements so far as their own. I've been in the ear of those ministers ever since I was elected as candidate for the National Party just on 2 weeks ago. And we've got some real traction already, and I'm proud of that. And we're going to keep being in people's ears to make sure that we get the results that we need. Northland is a great place, and I'm a proud Northlander. And I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to take Northland forward on your behalf, on our behalf, as proud Northlanders.
Supporting local content so you can see more of New Zealand on air.